French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim fram sauce with the os and fay, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is dream sheets. Not too long after I became serious about cooking and the passion gripped me tightly, I've twisted and wrestled around with food composition ideas while still in the requisite lunacy of dreams. Sometimes something useful comes out of the nocturnal pageant, yet often it is a mishmash. So, in the light of dawn, I turn to my dream sheets to edit them and see if I can bring them to life in a down-to-earth way. My dream sheets are a kind of food diary, but not a record of lived events. They can be fairly fleshed out ideas of what I'm gravitating toward making, or they can be a single word that I just like the sound of, one that I want to find a way to utilize in my menu writing. The inspirations come from all over. Some of the most productive ones come from walking in a bountiful food market. I love to look at beautiful food in the wild juxtapositions of a market. If a chap is selling smoked fish he has tended to perfection, next to a woman lovingly arranging her harvest of vegetables, herbs, and lettuces, I can quickly form a dream that will become a reality. I bet many of you do, too. I have collected many cookbooks. Often my dreams arrive from the pages of them. I look for the muse to arrive in the titles of recipes in some. In others, and this is a more common way that works for me, it is in gazing at the photography of the pages of the books. I don't want to be too affected by the recipes of others. Those are their dreams offered up for our potential engagement. Like many, I carry small notebooks that easily fit in a shirt pocket. One never knows when an idea might roll along. I am loath to be without a pen and paper in such times. I jot the partial dream down, and then when I can, I record it in what has become a rather voluminous assemblage. They are then organized by respective categories where I hope one day to find them to see if they can breathe. Sometimes the inspirations are nebulous. I could be attempting to translate a word from a menu or book and not know enough about it and go on my meandering way. This happened years back when I first saw the word mofongo. I was illiterate about its true, or shall I say historical, form. I loved the word, and that was enough for me to be fired up to use it. I asked someone about making mofongo. They knew some aspects, and that let me have a start. Traditionally, mofongo is made with green plantains, which is to say, underripe. I adore the very dark, sweet Maduro plantains, so I made a version of mofongo with them. I also added foie gras to mine, which is either heresy or brilliance, depending upon who you ask. Last night, I had a dream where my beautiful niece and our beautiful granddaughter kept changing from one to the other in the dream. It is the fluidity of dreaming that allows for that. In our waking world, we are more rigid in transformations. The one I dreamed would scare the hell out of us in waking hours. But good dreaming, well, that makes good food. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
In the middle of the night, I go walking in my sleep. From the mountains of fame, to the river so deep. I must be looking for something,
looking for something,
something sacred I know.
Sacred I know.